Nash with you as we get ready to talk some wrestling on the program today as we are over the freezing mark. How about that? And the best news of the day, on Groundhog's Day, the groundhog did not see his shadow. So that means only four more weeks of winter. And that is good news for everybody that likes warmer weather. So we hope that he is the big-time meteorologist that he claims to be, and that will be what happens around the 1st of March. Going to talk some wrestling with you here in just a little bit, but let's go over what happened last night and a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, last night in boys basketball, one of the games you heard here on KGYM, it was Washington topping Jefferson in the back half of their doubleheader, 67-55. Also last night, Prairie beats Kennedy 81-64. That was in the back half of a doubleheader. Linmar stays red hot as they beat Waterloo East 68-63. Xavier with a win at home over Iowa City Liberty 55-47. Dubuque Hempstead shades, gets by Western Dubuque 50-47 last night. Also was Dubuque Senior over Dubuque Waller big 67-36. And Cedar Falls big over Waterloo West 58-28. WOMAC scores last night. Central DeWitt shades Marion 59-58. It was Benton Community with a win over Independence 60-56. Center Point Urbana by 12 over Vinton Shelsburg 42-30. Overtime, it was Beckman over Mount Vernon 59-55. Game you heard on the South Gym last night. Maquoketa, number 3 in the state, beats Clear Creek Amana 60-46. West Delaware over Solon 67-33, and Williamsburg over South Tama by 6 at 56-50. Girls basketball last night, also heard this one on KGYM. It was Wash over Jefferson, 62-26. Same score, Xavier over Liberty last night, 62-26. Prairie beats Kennedy, 62-37. Linmar by 20 over Waterloo East at 64-44. Cedar Falls shades Waterloo West, 52-48. It was Senior over Waller, 56-42 last night. Marion wins their 41st in a row. They beat Central DeWitt, 56-35 last night. Also, in WOMAC Conference Girls Basketball, South Tama beat Williamsburg 55-51. Solon over West Delaware 50-41. Benton Community, 9-point winner over Independence 51-42. Center Point Urbana all over Vinton Shelsburg 74-7. It was Beckman over Mount Vernon 44-38. And Maquoketa beats Clear Creek Amana 76-56. Rough Riders winner last night over Dubuque 2-0. And they will host Green Bay tonight at 7:05 over at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Busy day today, and can't imagine why these events will not go off today. We hope that everybody can get there through the slush and whatnot, but we got sectional wrestling going on in classes 2A and 1A around the state of Iowa coming up today as the top two will advance on to the districts coming up next week. 3A's will join in with the districts coming up next week as well. District swimming action going on around the state of Iowa today as well, including over at the Linmar Aquatic Center. Also coming up today in boys basketball, some very interesting games going on. You got Waukee at Linmar, and that will be at 2:30. Waukee unbeaten on the year, and they will come take on the Lions, who have, I believe, won 7 in a row. So that should be an interesting one today at 2:30. Knoxville is at Iowa City High this afternoon as well. And down in O'Fallon, Missouri, the suburb of St. Louis, Iowa City West is going to take on Whitney Young out of Chicago. And Whitney Young, of course, a basketball factory for so many years. And that will be coming up later on down in the St. Louis area today. Girls basketball, we'll have this for you later on at 3:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be the battle of the state champions from a year ago. It'll be Marion at Iowa City West, and that should be a very good one coming up today. Prairie will entertain Davenport North coming up at 3:30. City High will be at West Des Moines. Dowling coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That should be a very good game as well. College basketball coming up today. Texas and Iowa State, we've got it at 12 noon on 1600 AM with a 1 o'clock tip-off. Iowa State women are at Kansas State, also starting at 1 o'clock today. Some doubleheaders in basketball. Cornell on the road at Knox. Coe is at Luther today. Mount Mercy at home to take on Baker. And Kirkwood is at Little Priest Tribal College for a doubleheader coming up today as well. So a lot on the schedule for this Groundhog's Day. We'll take a break, come back, talk some Kennedy wrestling with you when we return after this here on the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
It's Valentine's time, and that means the package of love from Siebke Hoyt Jewelers. With any Valentine's purchase of $249 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. And to sweeten the pot even more, we'll give you progressive discounts the more you buy. Now, how's that for romantic? And it all starts with Gabriel & Company New York, the finest and the hottest new styles. Then there's our gorgeous Shy Creation Jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane, and Anya Hay Jewelry, stylishly trendy and incredibly affordable. And at Siebke Hoyt, we'll always make your purchase easy with great financing options. It's the package of love at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, with flowers, the hottest jewelry designs, and progressive discounts. It's going on now through Valentine's Day. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has the Valentine's package of love.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the restyled Honda Civic. So I named a new category, SPAFLU. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver-assistive features, like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What do you talk about with your friends? The last mushy romance book you read? Or last night's thrilling come-from-behind buzzer beater? Tomorrow's conversation starter begins right here. This is Iowa State Cyclone Basketball on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Today, the Cyclones are home as they host Texas. Coverage begins at 12 noon on 1600 AM, KGYM.
Back on the Coach's Corner at 11 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock on this Saturday morning. We've got Iowa State and Texas later on at 12 noon. That'll be on 1600 AM for you. And then the FMs at 3:15 will have that big girls basketball game between Marion and Iowa City West. And then later on tonight, it'll be UNI in action. The Panthers taking on Missouri State tonight. That will be on the FMs at 6:30. NBA basketball coming up at 7 o'clock. And then the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock with the pre-game show, as we like to say. And then just the pre-game show after that at 2. And then they get into the pregame show after that. And finally kick things off at about 5:30. Tomorrow. Going to talk some Kennedy Wrestling. Dennis Enoch here, the head coach of the Cougars, the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet Champions. And first of all, you're happy there's only, the groundhog didn't see his shadow, because I know you're a golfer. So
That's right. We'll get excited about that in a few weeks. We got about 3 weeks more of, we got some goals to hit yet. But yeah, it's nice. We need to get rid of this cold weather a little bit.
And get rid of the snow. So
that's right. We
get out and see some green grass again.
That's right.
That'll be good. But well, congratulations on the championship, first ever in school history at the Super Meet for Kennedy Wrestling.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. It was a great day. We had all 14 weights there, and one of the things that we were preaching the whole week going into it, we knew, as well as I think a lot of people knew, there were several teams that had an opportunity to win the tournament, and we were talking a lot about regardless of where you place, the bonus points are going to be huge, and every time you get a pin, whether you're going for first place or seventh place, it's still worth 2 points, and it came to fruition. It was neat. You know, whether or not the guys were going for first or seventh or whatever place it was, everybody were in the corners of the kids and high-fiving each other, and it was just neat because all the kids know that every single one of them is a huge part of our team's success.
Yeah, and part of that was the bonus points.
Yes.
You guys really piled up bonus points last week.
We did. We got we led the out of all 16 teams, we had the most pins. We had 22 pins, so right there, that's 44 points, and we threw in a couple of major decisions, which helps also. But, yeah, that was huge, and we've been doing that all year. The kids get excited. Last year as a varsity team, we broke the school record for most varsity pins. It's like 176 or something like that. And right now, I think we're at like 173, or it's pretty close where I think we have an opportunity to break that with some competitions coming up. And if you break down our stats this year on varsity compared to last year, out of all of our varsity wins, 50% were pins, which is pretty good. This year, out of all of our wins, 67% are pins. So the kids are doing a really nice job, not only getting their opponents on their backs, but when they do, we're finishing the job. So that's been great to watch.
Yeah, it's an exciting group.
It is. It's fun. They're definitely getting after it.
Yeah, and one of the things that you mentioned was the fact that you had a complete lineup there, and you know that in this day and age of wrestling, that's becoming rarer and rarer.
It is rare, and this year, I don't know how many years I've been total at Kennedy. I coached my first stint, got away from it for a little bit, and then came back for my second stint. And this is the first time in probably about 17 years of being a head coach, or 16 years, whatever it is. We're too deep at every weight, and that's just, and we can talk more about that in a bit, but to have two guys, you know, everybody at varsity, and then to have at least one guy at every JV weight, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and we'll get to that coming up in a little bit as well. And you got the divisional championship, which you sewed up the other night.
Yeah, it was great. You know, we had our senior night, which is always a huge night for us. We really appreciate our seniors. And we had the opportunity against Jefferson and wrapped it up to be 7-0, so it was a cool deal.
Yeah, so not bad, but like you said, still some goals that you got out there that you want to achieve.
Yeah, there are. You know, we don't have a lot left, but on the other hand, there's a lot coming up in a short amount of time. Next Wednesday, you know, one of our goals this year was to win the divisional duels, which we did. We were 7-0, and another goal was to win the super meet, which we did. And now we've got, next Wednesday, we've got regional duels. We go up to Waukee. We wrestle a tough Iowa City West team first. And if we're able to come out on top on that, then we have a chance against Waukee, they're ranked fourth in the state. But we got an opportunity against them. I looked at the matchups, and, you know, if we keep going with our bonus point opportunities, we got a chance to make it to state duels. And then after that, we go to a tougher environment. A week from today, we go to Western Dubuque, which is going to be loud, crazy, and fun. And there's going to be a lot of tough teams there, so that'll be a good time.
Yeah, it will be. And, sectional's getting underway today. Wrestling goes so quick, and probably the last couple of weeks haven't helped either. You guys have been trying to get practices in, trying to get workouts in, and the weather hasn't cooperated, but everybody's in the same boat, I guess.
Yep, just got to deal with it, and our kids have done a nice job with it. It's very difficult to be home sitting around when not only do you have a day off school, but you can't be out doing a whole lot outside because with the negative 50 degrees, so kids had to keep away from the Doritos and as much as possible, as well as try to get a workout in the home. But we managed, and like I say, everybody's going through it.
Yeah, everybody's going through it indeed. And let's start off, talking about your guys. And you mentioned that you had all the weights at the super meet taken care of, and everybody helped out, I know. And maybe just kind of go through the lineup a little bit and talk about your guys.
Sure. At 106 pounds, we have Jonah Hollum. He's a freshman. Started off the year at 113 and cut down to 106, and he's had some big wins. And he placed fourth at the conference tournament, and I think he was seated – I'm not sure what he was seated, but it wasn't fourth. But he wrestled well above his seeds, and he had an opportunity for third. Wrestled really well. He's coming along good. 113, another freshman, Gunnar Sparks, he's a little fireball. He gets after it.
That just sounds like a wrestling name.
Sparks?
Gunnar,
oh, yeah.
Sparks.
Oh yeah, and he's a very energetic kid. We'll put it that way. I love him to death. He gets after it and learning as he goes. 120, we got Jake McLeod, who's a sophomore, 120 pounder. Got seventh at conference. 100, and he's coming on. He's improving his positioning a lot better. Ty Fifner, 126. He's also a sophomore. End up being the champion at the NBC conference, so that's great to see, and he's pretty excited about his opportunities coming up. 132, Ben Hager, Jr. You know, you talk about a guy that's got a lot of fire in him. He's going to give you 6 minutes or beyond if it happens to go to overtime, but he got six in conference and been doing really well, and you know what you're going to get out of Ben. He always fights like crazy. Fun to watch. 138, Dylan Falks, another junior. Runner-up at the conference, came up a little short, but he's going to have another opportunity down the line, probably at state, to have a shot at that. Well, actually, we wrestle them at regional duels, so that'll be a good opportunity for him. And, you know, he's 22-3 and got a good opportunity to get through districts and make some noise at state. 145, we have another NBC champ, Noah Cunningham. He's a senior. He had limited competition, but his shape's improving a lot, and he's getting after it. He goes in the practice room, and when he goes out there, if anybody saw the Jefferson meet, it ended up being the last match of the night, and wow, that was fireworks. It was fun to watch. You don't know what you're going to get, but you do know it's going to be fun to watch. 152, Divian Ockletree is a sophomore. Got seventh at the conference and been coming along quite a bit. Was JV all last year, and he's been back and forth between 145, 152. He's another one that's going to give you all he has. 160, Will Stecker is senior. Unfortunately, he's had some concussion issues, and he wasn't able to finish. But, you know, as disappointing as that is for him, that just shows his character about how he's been helping Alex Cuck, who's now our 160-pound varsity kid as a freshman. And
that's tough.
It is tough. It is real tough, you know, for both those guys. It's tough for Will because this is his senior year, and it's tough for Alex being a freshman at that weight. And those two have been working quite a bit together, and Will's been helping him out, and Alex's been coming on. He got sixth at the conference, placed well above his seed, and doing real well. 170, Jay Osendorp, is a junior. He's got over 20 wins, and he's the type of kid, too, that at any point in time in a match, he's been improving, and he can stick anybody. So a lot of his matches are kind of crazy a little bit, but you know that he's always got an opportunity to pin the kid, and that's fun to watch. 182, we have a sophomore, Cale Knox, who got third in the conference, got around 24 wins, and he's another kid that has had a lot of success this year. I think this weekend he wasn't on the mat a whole lot. One pin was in 13 seconds, another one was in 11 seconds, and when he gets after it and wrestles his style, he can go with anybody. He took down the number one rated kid in state, Wempen, who's tough, so he's shown when he goes, anything can happen, so he's excited about the end of the year, too. 195, Cade Parker is another junior. He got runner-up at conference, got close to 30 wins, and you know ranked pretty high in the state. And so he's looking forward to his opportunities coming up, both in the regional duels and districts and state. So it's he's definitely picking up his game. 220, one of our seniors, Cam Jones, got first in conference. And he's the type of kid that every coach loves. I mean, his leadership qualities as well as his wrestling has been through the roof this year. He's going to UNI for a track scholarship. He got second in disc, I believe, last year. Big, tall, strong kid. But as far as wrestling this year, I mean, he's all in. You talk to him, the conversations he has with the coaches is, you know, it's nice when you see a kid like that, that you're like, this kid, he's got it figured out. And, you know, he won the conference. He's in a district that's very tough, but he's the type of kid where he came up to me not too long ago and said, Coach, I think there's four kids ranked in my district, and he was excited about it. And we're in a day and age where a lot of kids get a little goofy when it comes to that. He loves the opportunity and the challenge, and it showed at the conference meet. Pinned the kid who's ranked third in state, and he'll probably see him again, and he's excited. He wants to go to regional duels. He wants to do the team thing. He wants to do the individual thing at districts and state. So it's been fun to watch Cam. And a heavyweight, Josh Viss, is a junior. He's got over 20 wins, only two losses, ranked number one in the state. And he's had a lot of progression this year, too, as far as being active on his feet. And I know he's really looking forward to his opportunity at districts and state and beyond.
Yeah, and an interesting group. And we talked about this before we got going here on the show today. But you got a lot of multi-sport guys, a lot of football players. I think Coach White's linebacking core all are wrestlers. And it's good to share athletes like that for everybody. And
oh, it's awesome.
Great.
It's awesome. You know, we've got a great relationship with Coach White and the football staff. And it's just cool when we go out there in the fall and watch the football team play. I mean, we got pretty much our whole team's playing. But we do have some kids out for cross country, too, which is awesome with Coach Annis. But the football guys, you know, they tend to be more on the defensive side. They like to go get ball, hit the guy with the ball, that type of thing, you know, and they do a good job with it. So it's been huge. I've had some times in my career when we were a little bit light on the upper weights, and it's just fun having all the football players out for wrestling and all for the wrestlers out for football, you know. And we were at the end of practice the other day, I tend to eavesdrop on the kids a little bit, and I heard, you know, Cade Parker does a little workout with the kids on abs every day at practice, and he was talking to Cuck, one of our freshmen, and he's like, you going out for track? Yeah, I'm going out for track. That's cool. So, you know, it's just awesome. Where we're in a day and age where it seems like kids at a young age pick a sport. They specialize, in my opinion, too young. And I think it's crazy. You know, these kids have one time to go through high school, and it's just so exciting as a teacher and a coach to see these kids get the most out of it. And, you know, once it's wrestling season, they're all in. Once it's football season, they're all in on that. And once it's track season or whatever, they're all in there. So it's I'm very fortunate to have other coaches in the building that that we all get along and support each other.
Yeah, and it helps. And it helps the atmosphere, too.
Yeah.
Just not only with your team, but then in the school as well. One of the guys, you mentioned Josh Viss.
Yes.
Interesting story because rated number one in the state. I think everyone kind of caught the attention of him, of Josh after he beat Lombardi earlier on this year over at West Des Moines Valley. And, you know, Josh is kind of – he's made that progression. He's gotten so much better from the start of his career to now. And there's still more to come, I think. But just an interesting story.
It is. Yeah, he's had a good season. And, you know, there's a lot of kids grouped up that there's several tough heavyweights out there, and he knows that. And his goal is when he goes out and wrestles, he wants to push the pace and wrestle like a 145-pounder, and I think he's shown that. A lot of times you see heavyweights when it gets down to the coin flip, and he tries to avoid that as much as possible. And, yeah, he takes pride in getting out there and getting after it, so he's got good opportunity ahead of him.
Yeah. You mentioned the senior group, a very good group. That has kind of led this team over the last couple years anyway. And I know they'll be missed, but they want to go out with a bang.
They do. You know, you talked about Cam Jones and Noah Cunningham are the two guys in our varsity lineup right now. And whether it's, you know, the words they use with their teammates or whether the actions in the practice room, they're showing that there's a sense of, hey, it's time to go. And not only because it's their senior year, but the other kids need to realize that too. If you're a junior or younger, you know, you hope to God that you can keep wrestling beyond your junior, sophomore, freshman year, but why not take advantage of your year you're in? And these guys are leading by example, and we're gonna miss them a lot.
Yeah, but still some things to accomplish for those
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely, yep.
And you mentioned the districts coming up next week. Well, let's talk about Wednesday night first. And you've seen Iowa City West, I know. And how do you think you match up against the Trojans?
I think we match up well against the Trojans. Trojans are a very tough team. It's one of those, if we wrestle like we can, we've got a good opportunity to win that meet. But again, we've got to show our stuff. And then if we're able to win that meet, then we wrestle Waukee, who's ranked fourth in the state. And they're a really, really tough team. But, you know, I looked at the matchups. We have an opportunity. Not only do we have an opportunity against Iowa City West, but like I say, if we're able to win the first meet and we wrestle Waukee, we've got an opportunity to win that meet too. And make it to the state duels. And the team unity that this team has, as shown by last week at the super meet, where everybody counts, everybody matters, it wouldn't surprise me if we do it. Are we favored to do it? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to have to wrestle well, but we definitely have a good opportunity to make the state duels. And then you got the districts a couple days after that, which is another great opportunity. I told the kids, be ready. Western Dubuque, they travel well. Their crowd and fans are loud. They're excited about wrestling. And I'm actually excited about it. I want to be in a gym where people are going crazy and screaming and kind of on top of you. It kind of reminds you of that atmosphere of the old barn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you got everybody literally 2 feet on you. And that's what we're going to experience this weekend. Or, I'm sorry. Next weekend, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yep, and you'll be there. Jeff and Wash will be there. Western Dubuque, obviously, Hempstead Senior, and then Linmar and Marion come up. So it's almost all MVC except for Marion, so you've seen everybody before.
Everybody except Marion we've seen, and, you know, very similar to the Super Meet. It's going to be who shows up that day. And we happen to show up at the Super Meet, and now, you know, we had a little bit of a peak, mid-season or late-season peak at conference. This week's been a really goofy week with being off of school, and the meet Thursday night had several forfeits, so we weren't quite on all cylinders, but now it's time to rev it back up. We've got next Wednesday and Saturday and then state beyond, and I think we're going to be ready to go.
Had a good regular season as well, including Saturdays. I know you head off to Geneseo with Prairie for that two-day meet and go down south a little bit. So you try to hit every quadrant of the state, I know, and even in going out of the state to get some competition.
We do. We try to get as much as we possibly can. You know, you get an opportunity to wrestle those tough teams out west also. The Des Moines area schools, we go to the Ames tournament, so that's cool seeing a bunch of them there. You talked about Geneseo, where Prairie is always tough. And Fort Dodge was in it this year, and we never see Fort Dodge, so that was really a great opportunity to see them before we went to state. Yeah, a lot of the tournaments, we see a lot of different kids, and I think our schedule is pretty darn good to where it gets us as ready to go as we're going to be.
Yep, and how did it go this year with the two new teams? I know you changed the schedule a little bit as far as the conference is concerned. Did that go okay?
I thought it went great. We're back to single duels, and I'm a huge fan of putting the one light on and turning the rest lights off in the gym. And then when we went from 14 to 16 teams, you got Iowa City Liberty, who's just kind of getting the new program. But, you know, Coach Williams is going to get those guys going. And Western Dubuque, I mean, that's what a great team to come in right away to round off those 16 teams, because they're always tough. They're tough again this year. And, you know, we really look forward to the opportunity to compete against them again.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's missing the double duels.
No, it's really tough for the fans, you know, and for the good of the sport, I think you need to have the single duels. I think some coaches need to really focus on trying to fill their lineups the best they can on varsity if they get the opportunity, just because we're in a sport where, I'm not saying wrestling is on the downside. I think wrestling is pretty good, but you got to be careful. And if we forfeit too much on varsity meets and grandma and grandpa pays their $6 to watch your kid wrestle and they can see a forfeit, we better watch what we're doing here. And I just think we need to really focus on try to do whatever we can. I get that some teams are a little low on weights, and that happens. I've been there before. But just try your best to fill the lineups.
Yeah, and you guys have done that very well. And you mentioned you're two deep there, and your JV unit is also undefeated this year.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, we were 7-0 on varsity in duels, and we were 7-0 in JV in duels. And, we've got 46 kids still out, which is great. And we are at least two deep at every weight, which is awesome. You know, I've had years on varsity when we've had 10 out of 14, and it's just the way it works. This year we've got all 14 varsity, we've got all 14 JVs, and after I get done talking with you, I'm going to head over to Xavier. We've got the JV MVC tournament, and the kids are excited. Their goal is to win it. They want to do what the varsity kid have done, and it's going to be an exciting time. I know that I'm excited to go watch the kids. I was wondering if I could talk about my coaches here.
Yep.
Real quick. You know, we talk about the success we've had, and at my age, you know, I'm no spring chicken anymore. I'm pushing 51, and to have the coaches that we have on our program, I want to make sure that they get the credit they deserve, because they are so – we really do have the best coaching staff in the state of Iowa. We all have individual strengths that we use. Everybody gets involved in practice, and we've got Craig Malicote, Nick LeClaire, Jason Long, Rob Martin, Mark Beeson, Kyle Blood, Connor Herman, and Matt Ironside, and all these guys have their different strengths, and it's whether they're on the mat or not on the mat, what they bring to the program, we basically coach as a unit, and I'm just very blessed to have these guys working with me. It's been they are one of the big reasons why we're successful.
Yeah, and in varying degrees of backgrounds for wrestling too.
Yeah.
I mean, 1A to 3A, they've seen it all pretty much.
They've seen it all at the high school level. They've all had success at high school level, and then several have had success at the college level too. And so they've been there. To your point, whether it's their high school experience or college experience or both, they know mentally how difficult the sport of wrestling is, and so they can relate and identify to the struggles the kids have. And even though we've had success this year, I mean, there are roller coaster moments. People really don't know behind the scenes what goes on, but it's a tough sport, and we have to take the role of parent a lot of times, and all of our coaches do a great job at that. It really helps the kids become fine young men and women.
Yeah, and you got LeClaire there, and of course he's into the softball thing now. So
he's into the softball thing, and his wife Madison, who's the head softball coach, yep. They have another little one coming on the way.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and their timing is very interesting, because she and he start their softball season in May, and I think that's when their little one is due. So, but they're very excited about that, and he's a busy guy.
Fantastic for them. And good group. And Connor Herman helping out too, a state champion that Jeff had. That's a good get for your staff.
Great. Yep. He's a great guy. He's a police officer, and he wants to get back into wrestling. And fortunate enough where he's come over, Rob Martin and he have a good relationship. And Rob introduced him to me, and he's fit in good with our staff and the kids, and just done a really nice job.
They haven't snuck any blue into the wrestling room, have they, though?
No, no, we leave that at the door. So, but we appreciate their history, but now it's all green and gold, and they're all there, so it's awesome.
Yeah, a good group right there. And, yeah, should be fun today, and should be fun coming up next week. And, boy, the wrestling season goes so quick. It's a blink, and you're at Wells Fargo.
It is, and if I could take one moment to one more thing. Wrestling season is so hard, so long, and such a commitment. I want to thank my wife, Robin Heenick, who's a nurse practitioner, and she's just taking on a new role. And for me to be gone, and she's got to do this thing she has to do, cause a lot of doctor role type of things, it's just been she's awesome. And she's my rock, and appreciate everything. And my parents come to all the meets. You know, Daryl and Mary Heenick, which is awesome, a big support. And I want to talk about our wrestling parents, too, that, you know, right now they're doing a little breakfast thing for our varsity kids. And the amount of time and effort and the things, the selflessness that our wrestling parents have shown to help our kids and the staff's been great. So it all makes for a winning situation.
Yep, and hopefully keep on winning.
That's right.
Coming up. And we were going to have Coach Thompson here today, too, but they had a postponement Thursday night, so they had to reschedule their meet for 10 o'clock, so they're probably out on the mats right now getting ready for a pretty big duel between Prairie and Western Dubuque. So that was for a division championship as well, so got that. And we wish we could have talked some Prairie wrestling today too, but we'll see if we can do that in the future. But
that's right. Yep.
All right, well, Dennis, appreciate it. We'll let you go over to Xavier, and best of luck coming up Wednesday and next week and beyond.
All right, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have a little bit more of the show. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
We're all superstitious fans.
Back with you in the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM here on this Saturday morning. And I want to thank Dennis Heenick for stopping by, talking Kennedy Wrestling with us. And, yes, we were going to talk Prairie Wrestling today, but the Hawks were rescheduled for a 10 o'clock duel today due to the weather. So we were not able to talk a little more wrestling today, but we got sectionals going on, 1A and 2A around the state of Iowa today. Go out and see that. District swimming going on today around the state of Iowa, including over at Linmar today. And a lot of good basketball coming up as well in the regular season. Not too far away from the tournaments getting underway, especially for the girls, about a week away from getting the road to Des Moines underway for basketball. Road to Des Moines gets underway today for wrestling. That's hard to believe. We've got Iowa State men's basketball at 12 noon today. The Cyclones entertain the Texas Longhorns from Hilton Coliseum. That'll be on 1600 AM for you at 12 noon today with a 1 o'clock tip-off. UNI basketball tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. UNI and the Missouri State Bears from Cedar Falls. And then we've got high school basketball at 3:15. Big girls regular season game, non-conference. Defending state champions go at it. Marion at Iowa City West, and we'll have that at 3:15 for you coming up later on today right here on KGYM. It's going to wrap things up for the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. We're going to get you back to ESPN programming. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody.
Everybody knew what my side was, so I started wearing jerseys to media day.